Well, one of the things that they're discussing at the G20 summit in Pittsburgh is bank reform. We heard that there is a deal to possibly limit bank salaries. But here in the United States, Congressman Barney Frank is weighing all the different options for regulating the bank industry here. He's a Democrat from the 4th Congressional District of Massachusetts and head of the House Financial Services Committee. The plan is to create a new commercial financial protection agency. It would overhaul the country's financial regulation. Representative Frank, good morning.
Good morning.
So what is this Consumer Financial Protection Agency going to be responsible for? Are we going to be responsible for things like the nitty-gritty, overdraft fees, and those kind of things? Or we're talking about big sweeping reforms?
Well, we are talking about big sweeping reforms because the consumer agency is only a part of it. We have already passed in the House a very tough bill that would lead to that would require improvement in executive compensation. As we've anticipated what they're talking about at the G20, we have passed that. We have another bill that's going to restrict the irresponsible use of derivatives, which caused so much of a problem. That was the AIG issue. We will be creating a new systemic risk regulator that will be empowered to look across the system at the kind of things that could cause problems.
But so the consumer... The devil's really in the details here, isn't it? I mean, there was a commentary in the Wall Street Journal complaining about the fact that you're going to end up with 50 Elliott Spitzers because you're going to give so much power to state attorney generals. You're going to have federal regulations, and then you're going to have state regulations, and these attorney generals are going to be able to prosecute banks not only in the state level, but prosecute them through the federal laws as well. Are we going to end up with so much prosecution the banks will be afraid to act?
No, not at all. That's really, frankly, not very serious conversation when people say that. In the first place, again, I want to avoid a confusion. The consumer agency is only a part of what we're doing. You ask me again, is it sweeping or just nitty-gritty? There are major proposals, and those, by the way, would all be national in terms of restricting leverage and derivatives. There will be uniformity there. Consumer agency is more narrowly focused, and it's one of several pieces of this, to protect consumers from credit card abuse. Now, we've already begun to move on that with a piece of legislation, from overdraft fees that are excessive. We have a lot of consumer laws on the books, and here's the problem. The consumer laws we have on the books in the financial industry are administered today by the same agencies that are in there to essentially regulate the banks overall. And the history has been that the Federal Reserve or the control of the currency, they simply don't give consumer protection a very high priority. They're focused, given their basic mission, on the safety and soundness of the banks, the way banks run. So what this bill will do is to transfer enforcement to an entity for whom that'll be the primary purpose. Secondly, there are a lot of institutions outside of the banks that do financial work. And in fact, if you look at the community banks, the small banks, they really haven't caused any problems. They are not the issue here as much as the non-banks that have been totally unregulated, people who made subprime loans or largely outside the banks.
Are you going to be able to successfully separate the community banks from the larger banks that you're targeting?
Well, we've done that in a number of ways already.
How do you do that?
Well, by answering your question. For instance, let me say the main thing we're going to be doing here that is going to be very helpful for the community banks is to adopt a system of regulating the non-bank, non-regulated competitors who are, frankly, worse for both the consumer and the economy. We've already passed legislation in the House to restrict the non-bank mortgage lenders. And as I said, they're the ones who overwhelmingly gave the bad loans that led to this kind of crisis. We will be dealing with people who do check cashing and payday lenders. If you get a check cashed at a check cashing agency, you're almost certainly paying a lot more for that than you would if you did in a bank. So that's a major thing we'll be doing. This new consumer agency will have the power to regulate a number of institutions now that are not regulated very well by anybody. As far as the big bank, small bank, one of the things we will be doing is, in terms of the financing there, looking at ways to protect the smaller banks. beyond that, it's the big banks that do derivatives. As I said, the consumer agency is only a part of what we're doing. We will be severely restricting what we think has been irresponsibility in the derivative market. The legitimate use of derivatives will go forward. That's a big bank issue. Credit cards, we've passed tough legislation. The community banks don't issue credit cards. So those are the ways we'll be dealing with that.
So we had this proposal that showed up in Politico from Walt Minnick of Idaho and the other Blue Dog Democrats, and they wanted to create a council of regulatory agencies, and they'd originally said that you supported this idea, and you asked Politico to retract that. What was wrong with this? They presented it as...
Let me correct the situation. It was not the Blue Dogs in general. It was Mr. Minnick, who's a very thoughtful guy, but I disagree with him on this issue. He never said that I supported it. He said that I was open to discussing it. That was wrong. He is the one who also corrected it. I didn't ask Politico to correct it, by the way. He did. Because he realized that he had misrepresented my position. And the problem with that council is exactly why we need to have the agency. The council that he proposed, and by the way, it was not a Blue Dog General proposal, it was Mr. Minnick's, the council that he proposed would be exactly the regulators who now do this and don't do it very well. The problem here is, and with regard to banks, we're not talking about vast new regulation. We're talking about trying to get enforcement of the rules that are already on the books. And the problem, again, is this. The Federal Reserve System has the major statutory responsibility for consumer protection. Frankly, the people on the Federal Reserve Board of Governors are interested in global economic issues. They're interested in macroeconomic policy. They set interest rates. They don't really have a lot of time or energy or incentive to do consumers. So Mr. Minnick's proposal would have institutionalized the current situation where the people whose primary job is bank regulation overall would continue to do the consumer protection, and they do that, frankly, as a second, it's a secondary issue to them.
So one last quick question for you. When you first came in as the chair of the House Financial Services Committee, you said Congress's goal is to provide the private sector with goals but not mandate how to meet them. Have you changed their mind quickly?
We've changed our minds in a couple of cases, yeah. We have had since that time, which was 2006, the meltdown, and we have learned more about abusive practices. So I would say this. We are not telling them how to do it. We are telling them, and this is the change, some things not to do.
Okay, Congressman.
We're not going to be ordering them to do certain things, but we are going to provide better protection against things that led to trouble.
Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat from the 4th District of Massachusetts and head of the House Financial Services Committee, joined us from Washington.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.